And we're back at Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market on Todd 1070 WEKT. And good to visit with Stephanie and Tom Barnett about things going on. And Stephanie, I didn't know this. You and Tom were talking about this. You guys have frequent inspections. I didn't realize it came that often, but just to really make sure the market's safe for the animals and safe for the folks who come here.
Yes, on top of our just normal yearly inspections, fire inspections, we have fire extinguishers everywhere. And on top of our insurance, we have are inspected by Department of Ag, Kentucky, Tennessee. I mean, so much as a nail sticking out that an employee can hit or an animal. Anything. Lights out, slippery surfaces, they all have to be addressed, and we have to sign off on them at all locations. So we do take the safety unloading. We could go into that. We could go into that and spend a lot of time, but unloading, we have our ways and the safest ways that if, I guess we've gotten down pat, so to say, over the years, and Tom can speak more on that. But you know, safety is a big, huge issue for us. We don't want any of our guys hurt, and when they are, it's they have families too, but B, we're also, you know, down as well, so. A lot of these guys farm on the side or have cattle or anything. So we take safety pretty serious as far as, you know, some, we have horse riders, nails sticking out, boards down, gates not working properly, surfaces not treated properly with sand or sawdust, use some lime sand. So it is something we do think about quite frequently on a weekly basis. AJ spends a lot of time doing upkeep. He's pretty good at it. He knows what's going on, so.
Probably knows his yard pretty well.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He knows his yard inside and out. I always joke, I say, if you need anything done, you call AJ. So if you can't find him, people find me, and then I have to find AJ. So,
you gotta find AJ.
Because sometimes he's out in the barn doing something, fixing something. But, yeah, he's a jack of all trades. So.
It takes that to run this place, doesn't it, Tom? Excuse me? Takes that to run this place, a guy who can take care of whatever needs to be done.
Yes, you don't ever know what's going to, you know, any given day right there, it can happen, whether it's electrical or plumbing or something, you know, to do with the cattle. Fighting, having somebody or people around that are adept at different things, because you don't always, the way, as hard as it is to find people to do stuff, you know, you might call a plumber or electrician for something minor, and they may still be a day or two from being able to get there, and you may not have that much time. So, yes, it is nice to have people around. And somebody working here that knows how to do that kind of stuff, and you know, not something major, but something minor that you could sort of patch up till a professional shows up. You know, somebody knows how to do that kind of stuff. It's very, very great. It's great to have somebody like that.
Steph, you mentioned loading and unloading. Tell us how do you work? What do you guys do to make sure you can load and unload cattle safely when the people bring them in, when you're putting them on the truck to move them out?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, you got to make sure, you know, it's hard to teach, you know, experience with livestock. And that's why if somebody calls about a job, looking, I always ask me, you know, have you ever worked with cattle before? Because in any way is trying to make things safe. When you're working with an animal like that, it's hard to be completely safe, mm-hmm. because they're an animal that's a lot bigger than you, right. with a mind of their own. And knowing that and expecting that at all times is part of being safe. Right. You know, just the knowledge that, hey, I need to be, no matter how comfortable I think I am dealing with livestock, I still need to be aware of my surroundings. But, you know, just making sure that all your gates work properly. You know, I might have a cow that I'm trying to sort off right here away from another one, and I've got a gate over here I want to open to let one in. Well, if I reach to grab that gate, go to open it, and it drags a little, and I'm like, hope. And I look up, there I am. I haven't got the gate open yet, and the cows are already back on top of it. So, I mean, you know, things like that, you know, making sure, you know, paddles, using our paddles and flags, you know, that's as much safety for us as the animals. You know, used to, when I first started as a kid, everybody had these big, long wooden canes, you know, you've seen, and sticks and hickory sticks and everything else. And as we've understood that we need to be, you know, safety for ourselves, also safety for the livestock, you know, using something that's a little more humane to sort the livestock, you know, easier on them, things like that, you know, just make the day go on better.
Right. Makes a big difference in just and getting them in and out and making it easier for producers who come by to get them unloaded when they get here.
Yes, and you know, and for the people that have, the biggest thing is you have to, when you're unloading, make sure you're ready.
Right.
Make sure you got your gates open. You know, that's one big thing. People get here and they pull in there. If you pull in to unload cattle, if not here, any livestock market, you know, stop and look. You know, don't just jump out of your truck and run around to the back of your gate and open it and let them out. Make sure the guys working there are ready for, especially if you have a cow on there that might be a little ornery or a bull or something right. like that. You know, just try to say, hey, guys, are you ready? They may be trying to get the gate set, get the pen open, you know, things like that. Noticing your surroundings as a consigner as well as an employee, you know, as an employee, you need to be, you know, look at the animal on the trailer. Does it appear agitated? Does it appear calm? You know, as a consigner, am I ready? Are my gates ready? Is everybody, do I need to let this animal out? Have I got my information filled out? Things like that.
And they can be calm at home. They get to the livestock market, they may just have a little change of attitude.
Yes. Especially people think, and I'm going to tell you, the cows that can be the wildest when they get here sometimes is the ones that were raised at home.
Oh, yeah, right.
People don't realize that the experience of being hauled on a trailer, for an animal that gets raised at home, that's never left home, never set foot on a trailer, a 10-mile trailer ride can make one of those animals just a lot different.
Oh, yeah.
And you wouldn't believe it. They left home one way, mm-hmm. rode 30 minutes, and got off a different way.
Right.
You know, the ones that's been handled, been through a sale, been hauled before, things like that, a lot of times they're used to transport right. and right. things like that. But one that's the ones you have to be the most careful of sometimes is the ones that were the big pets at home,
yeah, right.
raised at home because yeah. they've never left. They've never left the home. They've never come to see this place before. So, and be mindful of that as a you know, consigner too, as a livestock owner. You know, your animal at home is one way, but if he's never been moved or you've never hauled him, when you put him on that trailer and you haul him somewhere, don't expect him to come off the same way he went on, attitude wise, because it may not be that way.
Good advice from Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market, Tom and Stephanie Barnett. Talk with you guys. We're going to come back and talk about some of the special sales and things you guys do to work with the producers here in this area as well. We're on Todd 1070 WEKT and 92.1 FM.